Destroy! 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 Company! Destroy! 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 Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Prosperity! Destroy! Company! Destroy! Destroy! Destroy Company! Prosperity! Destroy Company!
Hello, listeners. I am Russ Purdy, Destroys Comedy, and this is another week of Russ Purdy, Destroys Comedy. This week's a very, very special show. I am looking forward to it. It's going to be good. We're going to deep dive into the comedy of award season. And how fucking dumb that is. With today's guest... What's your name again?
James.
James. James. And you're a lot like Cher.
Oh, yeah. Just one single.
One name.
Yeah.
And she's
One syllable.
One syllable.
Mm.
And she's an Oscar winner, and so that relates.
Ah. Did she win for Mask?
Probably Mask, something.
Yeah, it should have been Mask.
Yeah. But she won for Mamma Mia 2. Here we go again.
Yeah.
Jesus freaking Christ.
Oh, God. Pierce Brosnan sings in that.
Gosh.
Or beats a cat, if you can call it singing.
Ugh. That's what I call bad singing.
Yeah.
Beat a cat.
Beat a cat in a wet paper bag. In the Greek islands? Is that where it's set?
It's always set in the Greek islands.
But Mamma Mia is an Italian expression. Maybe it's Italian. I've never seen it.
You thought about it more than they have. It's just, okay, we want a movie with a bunch of ABBA songs. What do we do?
Greek islands? It's a tax write-off. And also you get a free vacation.
Hmm.
That's Hollywood in a nutshell. That's 90% Hollywood movies. That's 99% of Adam Sandler movies.
Mm.
It's just me and my friends going... vacation.
Especially about Uncut Gems.
Yeah, that one especially.
It's just him going on vacation. He's got these freaking like earrings and the goatee and like
smuggling.
This is Holiday Sandler now.
Yeah, that and Punch Drunk Love were his two holiday movies. The rest are all serious. It's just those two.
Just all his friends.
Yeah.
So I got old pal James here.
Yep.
Hammercat was a thing.
Yeah, we did that one time.
One time many moons ago. Yeah. It's dead now, so forget about it.
Yeah.
Forget about it.
Never happened.
Unlike 9/11, which you should never forget.
Never forget. I'm saluting in the studio right now.
He's saluting.
There's no flag or anything, but I feel like I should salute to the premise, the idea of never forgetting 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Rudy Giuliani starts his morning by doing that.
Yeah.
And he's like, thank you for the re-elections for New York mayor, baby. And he talks like that.
Yeah. I'm Trump's lawyer.
And you do your own stuff. You do your own podcast.
Yes. I do a movie review podcast. Was called Man vs. Movies, but I rebooted it, mm-hmm. much in the fashion that Hollywood reboots everything.
Mm-hmm.
I rebooted it. Now it's the Tuesday review because we air on Tuesday.
Oh, I thought it was because you review the day Tuesday.
Well, that was the initial premise, is just we just talk about our day. It's like, hey, it's Tuesday. What happened? I got up, drank coffee. But that didn't really work out.
Yeah, so. Wasn't enough legs in that.
But we were able to keep the name because we aired on Tuesday. So, but yeah, we review movies and talk about video games and TV shows and stuff like that. So I have... one credential for this Oscar show.
Oh, episode. that's probably more than me. I've never seen a movie.
Never?
Never seen a movie.
Not even Hotel for Dogs?
Okay, I've seen that one.
Yeah, I knew you'd see that one.
I think it might have been the porn parody though.
Oh, okay.
Because those people dressed up as dogs in a very eerie fashion.
Hotel for Doggy style.
Yeah, that was it. You've seen it.
No comment.
You know, I've never seen a film in my life. No. But I'm very excited for his Oscars because I love...
You love Small Golden Men?
Yes.
And doing coke in the bathroom at a big auditorium in Beverly Hills, in Hollywood?
Yeah.
Why did I say Beverly Hills? Yeah. Makes sense.
I love sneaking in some grog in the bathroom when I'm not supposed to and then drink the grog in the bathroom and then get caught out by security.
Don't they have grog at, like, on the tables and stuff? Like
yeah, but we it costs money, man.
Oh. That can't be a thing. Surely they get free grog.
Nah.
Get someone on the phone. Who's Oscar nominated this year? Get them on the phone.
Joaquin!
You know that guy has done some stuff in his life. He'll know about the booze.
Oh, he'll know about the booze.
No, all about the booze.
You know about the booze. So, yes, Hollywood, I love the idea of just people backpatting themselves, self-congratulating.
Yeah.
Picking
5 or 10 of the best films of when... You can't do that.
Whatever film just talks about how great Hollywood is.
Mostly films about the industry.
Yeah. You know, just all that stuff. And occasionally some sort of, like, political pandering.
Yeah, because you got it.
Very small occasion.
Yeah. You got to use the platform.
Yeah, use the platform to make it look like you care.
Yeah, exactly. While doing actually nothing to change the problem, to fix the problem.
Hey, but you're shining a light.
Yes.
You're shining a light on those actors so they can perform the lines that tell the audience what they think.
Yeah.
So what do you think of these liberal elites?
Damn liberal elites and their liberalism and elitism. Their Hollywood.
They don't care about middle America.
No.
No, who does? Tim Allen.
Yeah.
He says he does.
Speaking of coke. Big time. big time deal. See, speaking of tax breaks, that show was made purely just to get him out of jail. His neighbor... What was the neighbor's name? The guy you never see? Oh, that's going to kill me. We need a...
The volleyball.
The volleyball.
Wilson.
I want to see Tim Allen's Castaway now.
It's Wilson, his neighbor, but you never see his face because it's just a volleyball.
Wilson, that's right. Oh, God. But now I do want to see the home improvement version of Castaway, where it's just Tim Allen going insane on an island, trying to make... Actually, that'd be a pretty good movie, because he could make, you know, shelter out of, like, palm trees and stuff, because he's a handyman.
Well, not a very good one.
Yeah.
The whole joke of the show is that he wasn't very good, even though he had his own public access show.
Well, yeah, what was his friend's name? Al?
Yeah.
He was the real brains of the operation.
He was the brains. He was... Here's a joke that Tim would say. The gut.
Classic.
Why can't sitcoms win the Oscar?
They have the Oscars for TV. It's called the Emmys.
Yeah, and I'm not talking about Emmys. I'm talking about Oscars.
You want TV Oscars?
Yes, because I think these days TV's better than movies.
Damn straight it is. You got Two Broke Girls.
Yes.
You got, I don't know.
Shining a light on the stereotypization of small Asian men.
Ah, yeah.
By just, you know.
But see, it's about the working class. That's what you don't get.
Yeah, by laughing at them.
Yeah. And making racist jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Classic humor.
It's up there. That should get an Oscar.
Get an Oscar.
Everyone should get an Oscar.
Why can't I get an Oscar for this podcast?
Oscars for podcasts. Why isn't that a thing?
Give me a pod. Cast Oscar.
A Posca?
A Posca.
Hashtag Poscas. Let's get that trending.
Let's get that trending. Speaking of hashtags and Oscars, before we get in, like real deep dive into this. Okay, Oscars has gotten into some controversy over the past few years. Started the hashtag Oscars so what?
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Every time I turn on the TV, it's just white. It's just a white screen.
Is it just white or is it like a bit snowy? You know?
Oh, sometimes when I look in closer, it looks a bit snowy.
Mm.
And there's no sound except a tss.
Okay. So, do you remember who won last year? The Oscars?
I think it was
not far off. It was Shape of Water. Wait, was that you the year before? Oh, God. Can't remember now.
Oh,
this is how unimportant the Oscars are.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who wins.
Doesn't matter who wins, because oftentimes it's the movies that aren't even really nominated at, you remember?
Yeah. It's like I said, you can't choose the best movies of the year. Like, narrowing it down to 5 or 10. It's not.
Oh, or something even more unmemorable.
Oh, what?
Green Book.
Oh,
Hollywood is, hey, racism isn't so bad anymore.
I like that movie, but that, yeah, that's pretty forgettable. I forgot that even existed.
So Green Book won gold.
Green gold, yeah.
Green gold.
Mm. Green and gold, Australian colours.
Why isn't the Oscars in Australia?
It should be the Oscars.
Thank you.
Like, come on. It's not that hard.
Glad we got this out of the way.
We're getting all the ideas. This is why we should get a POSCA, because we are the podcast that comes up with all the best ideas.
Thank you. I had a previous guest on who couldn't even listen to 2 minutes of this podcast. She told me on the air.
Well, I'm the opposite. I've listened to several minutes of this podcast.
Thank you.
I think I'm halfway through. I'm about episode 7.
Well, I think after that, that's where it goes all downhill. Okay. So I think
maybe I'll stop.
You should jump off. Jump
it's
off
like,
the
it's
wagon.
It's like Game of Thrones. You just stop after a while.
Yeah, you should stop after 7.
Just goes downhill after that.
But yeah, what do you say about this Oscar so white?
Well, one, you should plug in your antenna to your TV and that'll fix
of
the
course,
problem.
Of course.
Yeah. So, there, again, this episode, we fixed all of Hollywood's problems.
Right, yeah. So, that was my problem. That was Hollywood's problem. My antenna wasn't plugged in. It was Hollywood Elite, so great.
You weren't able to see. See, what you weren't able to see was all the white faces in the crowd. Now you'll be able to see that and fix it. Because your TV is fixed. There you go. Bringing the big ideas here.
This is why I brought you in, because I knew.
We destroy comedy, but we come up with ideas of how to fix Hollywood.
Exactly. But when you think about it, some comedy is made in Hollywood. So we're destroying a partial amount of Hollywood.
Yeah.
The part that needs to be destroyed, I reckon.
Yeah, it needs a good destroying once in a while.
Yeah, just kick it in the butt.
Yeah.
So I think we'll go through some categories.
Yes.
And just analyze.
Okay, who's just nominated?
Just nominated. I'm going to start with some adapted screenplays.
Okay.
Here we go.
That's always a favorite category.
It's a category everyone loves and wants to be analyzed. So you got Irishman.
Yeah.
Steve Zahn,
the actor, wrote The Irishman.
Yes. Did you know that?
That makes it even better to know that guy from Daddy Daycare and Sahara wrote The Irishman.
Yeah. I think the whole time he was doing the Daddy Daycare movies, he was just writing the script. Right.
He kept trying to show it to Eddie Murphy. He's like, you got to see this. You got to see this gangster epic I'm writing. And Eddie Murphy's like, no, doesn't take. People don't take Steve Zahn seriously.
And that's why he just went off to start writing.
Yeah.
So maybe there's something there.
What's the next nominee?
Next nominee, Tojo Rabbit. Taika Waititi.
Tojo.
Tojo Rabbit.
Isn't that a Japanese company?
I don't know, maybe. I haven't seen this film.
It's Jojo Rabbit.
Oh, I've seen that movie.
Yeah.
I thought it was weird how the kid's mother was a tree.
Now I'm trying to remember the movie. Oh, wait a minute. No, we've had this discussion before, Ross. His mother was played by a proud Japanese woman.
Who's also a tree.
Who's also a tree. Why is she a tree? Am I gonna get that later?
Look, you might never get it. There might be enough here you do get.
Okay.
Or you could just look up Scarlett Johansson tree online.
Should I?
Maybe.
Listeners, call in. Should I? Hello, you're on the air.
The joke is at one time when people were like, hey, Scarlett Johansson, stop playing things you're not. She's like, I'm an actor. I should be able to play anything I want. Should be able to play a Japanese woman, Chinese woman, trans woman. I should be able to play a tree if I want to. She said she should be able to play a tree. And that's the bit.
That's a pretty niche joke. thanks, caller. That was very
helpful.
Yeah,
this whole podcast is just niche jokes, so get on board.
Yep. Hollywood jokes that no one gets.
Most of the time, it's just relevant comedy jokes no one gets.
Yeah. I'm a listener, and I don't know what's going on. I'm a guest, and I don't know what's going on.
I think that's where you need to be with this show. Don't fight the tide.
Don't fight it. You know what? I'm going to sit back because I'm kind of very rigid. I'm just going to let the Destroys comedy wash over me. How's that?
But do and participate in the dissection.
Oh, okay.
We're dissecting.
I'll still participate.
Yeah. So what do you think of this Tojo Rabbit?
This Taika Waititi guy.
Yeah.
He's a pretty cool dude. I give him 9 Hitlers out of 10. But good Hitlers.
Right.
Because he plays Hitler.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say he is Hitler. I'm not trying to say Hitler's a good scale for rating things.
Unless it's for how... He's not a good scale for rating how good something is.
Yeah. Like, yeah, maybe that was a bad choice of scale that I used. But whatever scale you use, he's up there. He's in the 9.5s.
Yeah, 9.5 Hitlers.
Yeah.
For Taika.
You know what? 10 out of 10 Hitlers for Taika.
10 out of 10?
He's a top bloke.
He's 10 Hitlers.
He makes
he's
good
such,
movies.
Such a good bloke. I'm giving him 10 Hitlers.
10 Hitlers out of 10.
Yeah.
If I could give him more, I would. But there's a limit to Hitlers you can give people.
So I reckon he's going to take out the Adapted Screenplay Award.
Well, who else is nominated? We only got through a couple.
Okay, Joker Boy.
The little
girl's film.
Yeah. That might win. No, I reckon Irishman will win. Because Steve Zahn.
Two Popes.
Yeah.
You know. That it's adapted from that song. From Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Two Popes Go to War.
Now, that's a movie I want to see, The Battling Popes. It's like Captain America Civil War, but with popes. Wait, and you can choose. It's like Team Cap or Team Iron Man. It's Team, what's his name? Francis.
And Pope Iron Man.
And Pope Iron Man. Pope Stark.
Yeah, Pope Iron Man.
Yeah. No, I reckon Irishman's going to win.
You reckon Your Irish boy?
Yeah. Big old Irish.
I reckon because the movie's so damn long, you want to read that screenplay.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, the screenplay will take longer to read and therefore it's better than the movie.
Yeah, it's like a novel.
Yeah.
And books are better than movies, therefore Steve Zahn, we reckon, is going to take out.
But it's also adapted, so it's based on a book. So you read the book first, then you read the screenplay, then you watch the movie. So you're in for like hours.
Yeah, two books and a movie.
That's good entertainment. That's why they deserve best adapted screenplay.
All right. Now let's go to original screenplay.
Okay.
And I'm just going to shoot through the nominees.
All right, yeah, go through all.
Okay. Knives Out, Ryan Johnson.
Ooh, good one.
Marriage Story, Noah Baumbach.
Good one.
1917, Sam Mendes and Christy Wilson-Kynes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Parasite, Bong Joon-ho and Jin-Won Han.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Okay, what are we thinking?
All right, so Parasite can't win because there's no host at the Oscars and you can't have a Parasite without a host.
Yeah, you're right there.
So
didn't even think about that. I don't know what that weird drum, that rim shot sound effect was, but I got the rest of that.
See, you've destroyed comedy so much you don't get you don't get the drum bash.
Yeah, that's what happens, you know.
That's what happens when you're destroying comedy 24/7.
Just all the time. I just record episodes. All the time.
All the time.
Some of them I don't even release. I'm like Prince, a lot like Prince in that way.
Yeah, you got a vault though?
I've got a huge vault. It's only going to be cracked open when I die.
Okay. I'm looking forward to the posthumous podcast, Destroys Comedy podcast.
Now, I did make the black Ross parody Destroys Comedy, but I thought it went too high.
It's too high.
It was too much. I'm sorry.
Do you have like a Christian period where you rein things back? Like a Jesus period? Like Bob Dylan had a Jesus period. Prince had a...
Yeah, I reckon it's going to be next week.
Okay.
Next week's episode is going to be my Jesus period.
But then is it gone in the vault?
Yeah, I reckon it's going to go in the vault.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll look forward to hearing that when you did.
So, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, I heard that's just like one page that says, Brad Pitt tries on funny hats.
It's one page, but then you flip it over and it just says feet, but like,
yeah,
you really manically scribbled like over and over like a madman. You know, like the opening credits of Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that, but Tarantino, so it's all feet.
Yes, I heard that. I heard he crosses out feet, but then he writes it feet again, just to cross it out, then he writes feet again. He was a madman.
Yeah.
But on the other side, Brad Pitt tries on hats.
Yeah.
But then he crosses that out and says, Brad Pitt tries out hats on his feet.
On his feet.
Yeah.
Little toe hats.
Toe hats.
On each little toe, you get a little different hat.
Big toe, little toe.
Meat and middle toe?
The meat and potatoes toe. 1917.
Good movie. I don't know about best script, though.
Right.
Because, like, you know, it's not a lot going on.
Not a lot going on. It's really just excerpts from a history book about the year 1917.
Yeah.
So, is it all that original? It should have been disqualified.
Adapted.
Yeah.
Yeah, good point.
I reckon Sam Mendes just fucking bought his way into the original category.
Yeah.
Fucking Sam Mendes.
Should take the road to perdition out of here.
Wanna get out of here, Sam!
Get out of here. Should sky fall to your death.
You fuck. Okay, so there's no way he's getting it.
Nah.
No way he's getting it. Nah. You're getting nominated.
Nomination's enough.
It's enough for him.
You get invited. You might get free booze, depending on what Joaquin says. He'll have to get back to us.
So then we got Marriage Story. Noah Baumbach.
Baumbach, yeah.
Baumbach.
That's a good one. Also starring the tree.
Yeah. Adam Driver just fucks a tree.
I mean, it was pretty harsh when he told the tree he wished she were dead.
Yeah.
It was a very emotional moment.
It was fucked when he said to the tree, I want you to crawl around on all fours on the ground.
And this is why it should win Best Original Screenplay.
It's giving Adam Driver so much to do, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he does so much, and the tree gets to do stuff too.
Yeah. Tree was pretty good in that movie.
The tree gets accused of being wooden.
Oh.
Hey-o. I get jokes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. I thought this was Destroys Comedy. You lied. You lied through podcast.
Which is this entire show, really.
It's just a lie.
Me lying through podcast.
What else?
And Knives Out, Rian Johnson.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. But, I mean, I don't know if you can say it's a good screenplay considering it's just one like an infomercial where they try to sell you those super sharp knives.
Yeah, I don't get it
like
at
Mike
all.
Like Mike Tyson or whatever tries to sell you I don't sharp get knives.
It. Toni Collette gets out there. She's making the knives.
Yeah,
and
she like just like lightly touches a tomato and it completely dices.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I think that's an adapted screenplay as well. Because it's just based on infomercials.
Damn it, Rian Johnson.
The Oscars is a load of shit.
It's a joke.
It's a fraud.
It's a goddamn joke.
Yeah.
It's a goddamn joke. But we're going Marriage Story, that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I reckon. All right. Let's go for a little fluff piece.
Okay.
Animated feature.
Ooh. Who's nominated this year? I don't remember.
Okay, here we go. Here's How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, Dean DuBois.
Yeah.
I Lost My Body,
ooh.
Jeremy Clappin.
That was a good one.
Klaus, Sergio Pablos.
That was a good one.
Missing Link, Chris Butler.
I missed that one. I want to see that one.
Toy Story 4, Josh Cooley.
That was also good.
Really? Because Toy Story 4, I felt without John Lasseter there to just creep out and harass all the other animators, didn't make it work as hard. So Josh Cooley was less creepy, and it made him...
You needed that like guiding hand, that firm hand.
Yes, you needed
to guide the story.
To be afraid to go to work in order to make good work so you can leave early.
Yeah. That's a good point. Maybe you need, much in the same way you need a Weinstein to guide.
Look, Miramax, Weinstein Company, they produce so many good films.
Yeah, and now look at them.
Now look at them.
Yeah. Oh, God. This show will get hashtag cancelled before the Oscars even airs.
Nah. But if that happens, I'm not going to apologize. I'm just going to double down and go on my alt-right now tour.
Like Kevin Hart, who now didn't become the host of the Oscars, and now 2 years in a row, there hasn't been a host.
Damn it! If Kevin Hart only apologized, he'll be able to host the Oscars and there'll be a host again.
Yeah. So if you don't apologize, there's going to be no host of Destroys Comedy.
Damn, you're right there.
And you'll have to get a bunch of celebrities in to announce categories of your show. And like, here's a joke. Here's a joke.
Here's a question. Here's 20 minutes of banter.
It'll end up being better than the previous years.
Well, I don't know. I like the idea of it being better. I don't like the idea of it being better without me.
Without
though.
You.
Yeah.
That's a thing.
Yeah.
You either keep in control and it nosedives, or you lose control and it soars. It's a big decision.
Hot damn.
We'll see. Maybe you won't get hashtag cancelled.
Maybe not. Maybe we'll just be regular cancelled.
Yeah.
Remember regular cancelling?
Yeah, when you didn't make enough, when you didn't get enough viewers and they're just like,
yeah,
sorry about that.
Now it's all, don't like this Space Geisha and Firefly, get it cancelled.
Oh man, I'm still salty about Firefly getting cancelled. Don't get me started.
Okay, so what are we thinking animated-wise?
Or, Toy Story's going to win because it's Toy Story.
Yeah,
because
it's Pixar, Disney. It's legacy.
Yeah, Disney owns Hollywood. But, I mean, that Klaus movie was pretty good. Santa.
Klaus.
Yeah, that Santa origin movie.
I feel like Missing Link missed too many stuff, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Too much missing, not enough Link.
Yeah.
They just submitted the film and it was just 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Everything else was missing.
Missing.
So, no.
No.
I Lost My Body.
Better go find it.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
You can't accept an Oscar without a body.
No, so that's why Jeremy clapping out of here.
You can't clap without no hands, and your hands are attached to what?
A body.
There you go.
Dumb idiot.
Clapping.
How to Train Your Dragon, the hidden world.
Hidden from what?
Exactly.
Hidden from Harvey Weinstein, that's what. It's hiding.
So that's why it's not going to win, because if it didn't hire from Harvey Weinstein, it might be able to win an award.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
So, I'm going to say Toy Story 4. That's the safe bet.
Yeah. Safe bet.
Safe bet, Oz bet.
Yeah. They take bets on the Oscars, right?
Yes, they do. They take bets, and I'm going to take all the bets.
You want to take bets now?
We're going to take bets. Okay.
All right. For the next category, we'll take bets.
Okay, here we go. And the next category is director. We're going to director now.
Okay.
So, Martin Scorsese, Irishman.
Who?
Yeah, I don't know who Martin Scorsese is.
Never heard of him
in my life.
He's probably an indie director, maybe?
Some small little indie director. Yeah. Somehow thinks he's gotten to the big times.
Yeah.
Todd Phillips, Joker.
Oh, hey, speaking of hashtag cancelled, Mr. Can't Do Comedy Anymore, because people get angry at everything you say.
And then they got angry at what he said.
Yeah. Kind of proves him right. That's a good point, Russ. Destroying comedy. Dropping truth bombs. Destroying comedy.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm destroying on this show anymore. But again, I don't know what the point of this show half the time is. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And if two people listen, I mean, 2,000 would be better.
One person, because I'm here now.
Yeah. So free, maybe. Yeah, I think this Todd Phillips thing, they're just throwing him a bone because he was supposed to be nominated for Old School.
Honestly, like, spicy hot take, Joker wasn't even that good. Nah.
Yeah, see, but yeah, they're making up for Old School.
Yeah, they were snubbed for that.
He was snubbed for Old snubbed School, for so they're like, okay, that film had a bunch of jokers in it, but we're going to nominate for this Joker.
Did he do Due Date?
Yeah, he did Due Date.
That got snubbed.
Got snubbed as well. So it's a long history of Todd Phillips being snubbed at the Oscars. I think they're trying to make up for it by going, okay,
yeah,
Joker, not
this
so
is
good.
Like, yeah, it's like when they gave Denzel the Oscar for Training Day or Pacino the Oscar for Scent of a Woman. It's like, that's because they didn't give it to him before for the better movies. So if they give it to Joker, it's because they didn't give it to him for Old School. So it's the makeup award.
Yeah, it's
like,
the makeup
we'll make up for all the ones we missed. Yeah, that's fair enough.
So now Todd Phillips, when he wins, he's going to get all... Oh, so people want movies like Joker. And like, no, we want Old School. We want more Old School.
Yeah.
We want hangover films. We want Zach Galifianakis miming a baby jacking off. And that's comedy.
That's cool.
I want Due Date where Zach Galifianakis jacks off in the back of Robert Downey Jr.'s car. It's a lot of...
I forgot about that.
And I want Jokers where freaking Joker's sitting in the back of a cop car masturbating.
Yeah.
I don't want that jacking off.
That was a deleted scene that they should have put in the film.
The version I saw, it was just 20 minutes of him jacking off.
Where did you see that version?
Club X.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Sam Mendes, 1917.
No, we already talked about him.
Yeah, he's gone. No screenplay, no director.
He's no American Beauty to us.
Nah. Quentin Tarantino, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I mean, if they give it to him, it's kind of like boring. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like, oh yeah, give it to Tarantino. I don't know.
I mean, but it is a lot about how Hollywood's pretty great.
Yeah, you're right. It'll win.
Yeah. And freaking 60s Hollywood too. It's got the nostalgia thing in it.
Yeah, and it's got the music, so the music industry will be behind it. And it's got the TV aspect. So
yeah, it's got
it's like a triple threat. It's got everything that awards voters love.
So just a bunch of old men looking for...
I remember that show.
I don't remember Leo DiCaprio being in The Great Escape, but I like The Great Escape.
He'll probably win. Or at least, at least Once Upon a Time will get a win, something else.
It'll get something.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm going to say this freaking name wrong.
The Parasite one.
The Parasite, yeah.
Bong Joon-ho. Yeah. He should win.
But the Oscars committee don't like reading. And it's all those subtitles.
Yes. He's also Korean. So can you see a bunch of old white men voting for a Korean guy?
Well, they're all racist, you see. So all they see when they see him is Kim Jong-un. So
yeah. So they're like, we're not going to give the Oscar to Kim Jong-un. Well, how many Kim Jong-uns would you give Parasite? Because I'd give it 10 out of 10.
10 out of 10 Kim Jong-uns.
I'd give it 11 out of 10 Kim Jong-ils.
I'll give it 12 out of 12 Kim Jong-il being stored in a warehouse. Out of 12.
Yeah. You know what? I think dictators being as a scale for quality, it's not a bad thing.
So what we're thinking? We're thinking it's going to be Tarantino versus Phillips.
I don't know. This Scorsese guy seems to be coming out of nowhere, you know?
You reckon it'll be an upset?
It'll be like a Damien Chazelle, like the young, hot new director. This Scorsese guy, I never heard of him. Maybe he'll get it.
Maybe.
Yeah. That's a hard one.
That's who I think will win.
Yeah. I give that 7 Pol Potts out of 10 for a burp.
Was he famous for burping?
Yeah. Pot, like, pot was a nickname, like, because he had a pot belly. He used to burp
a lot
of, you know, beer belly.
So this is called Sassy Guy.
Yeah. Is he sassy?
Yeah. He'll be sassy once he wins that award, I reckon.
Yeah. It'll give him a boost in his career.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get stuff made he didn't get made before. Yeah. Maybe he'll make a film that inspires an attempted Reagan assassination. I don't know. But I see the future's bright for him.
Yeah. I could see that happening.
All right. We're going down. We're whittling down.
All right. Who's next?
Supporting actress.
Oh, the tree.
Okay. Kathy Bates. Richard Jewell.
Didn't see it, but Kathy Bates deserves Oscars.
Laura Dern, Marriage Story.
Good, yeah, she deserves Oscars.
Scarlett Johansson, Tojo Rabbit.
Tojo Rabbit. Wait, she was nominated for Tojo Rabbit and not for Marriage Story?
Yeah.
For Best Supporting Actress?
Yeah, for Supporting Actress.
Wait, was she nominated for Best Leading Actress for Marriage Story?
Yeah.
Okay, so she's double nominated.
Yeah, so she's lead actress and supporting actress.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Okay, so what's that trying to say?
Gonna get more trees in Hollywood.
The tree representation in Hollywood's not so great.
Yeah, especially when one tree is nominated in two categories. It's because there's not a lot of trees in Hollywood.
No trees. They freaking just often just, you know, cut them down and make them into scripts.
Yeah. It's a waste. What a waste.
And Florence
Pugh.
For Little Women and Margot Robbie, Bombshell.
Yeah. No, I reckon Laura Dern or Tree.
Laura Dern or Tree?
Yeah, I reckon.
I reckon it's going to be an upset.
Yeah?
I reckon it's going to be one of the Oscars mothers.
One of the actual award, like the gold,
the person
gold?
Who decides the Oscars.
Oh, okay.
Gives them to his mum. Says, thank you, mum.
There's a chairman of the Academy, right?
Yeah.
So he's like
gonna,
his mum.
He's gonna give it to mummy. He's gonna give it to mummy. Your best supporting actress in my life.
Classic Hollywood. It's all about that nepotism.
Yeah, freaking Hollywood and their nepotism.
Yeah. All right, what's
supporting
next?
Supporting actor.
Okay.
Tom Hanks, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, Mr. Rogers.
Yep.
Give Mr. Rogers an Oscar. Posthumous.
Yeah, just dig him up and give him an Oscar. Anthony Hopkins, Two Popes.
Yeah.
Al Pacino, Irishman.
Yeah.
Joe Pesci, Irishman.
He should win, but he won't.
Brad Pitt, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Brad Pitt's just playing himself, let's be honest.
Let's be honest, and he's trying on one of those hats for the whole time.
Like, maybe best costumes, they should get the Oscar for that, for the hat.
For the hat, but they won't, will they?
But Brad Pitt shouldn't get the Oscar for trying on the hat.
No.
You know?
No.
Because he's at the end of the day, he's just himself trying on hats.
But you know, the Oscar mummy. The Oscar mummy, she's like, I like the man underneath the hat. And then the guy's like, thanks. So,
there's no voters. It's just the chairman's mother gets to decide what she likes.
Pretty much. I mean, the Oscar chairman just...
I like the young man who wears the hats.
And he's like, thank you, mummy. So yeah, I reckon that's gonna happen.
Yeah.
He's gonna go to Brad Pitt.
Yeah,
because she's
the
like,
safe choice.
He's a hunk of beef, hunk of cheddar, hunk of cheddar.
Yeah, he's what do you call it? Good for all ages.
Good for all ages.
Wholesome.
You know, just freaking.
And who doesn't like a good hat?
Good hats are good.
Top ten hats.
Okay, fedora. That's definitely like number 10.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that's number one. If you're like pre-1960 or pre-1970, then it's number one. But now in 2020, it's number 10.
That's what happens, man.
It's styles change.
Styles change with the times.
What about the derby?
Derby hat, good.
Yeah.
Bowler hat.
Bowler.
Bowler hat.
Pork pie?
Pork pie hat. Good.
What's that for? Baseball cap.
Baseball cap. Top hat.
Top hat, yeah.
Policeman's hat.
Policeman hat.
Fireman's hat.
Legionnaire's cap.
Legionnaire's cap.
Got the flap. Good for the Australian sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cork hat.
Cork. Yes.
That's number one.
Bucket hat.
Well, okay, that's number one. Yeah. Popularized by New Radicals.
Okay. Didn't know that.
Where were
you
we?
You could put corks on a bucket hat.
You could put corks on
that'd
anything,
that'd probably
really
hit your face because the bucket hat's closer.
But you want to be hit by them corks, you know?
Yeah, that's the point of them, right? I thought that was the point, is to get that wine smell, you know? Boop, boop, boop.
Yeah, so you smell like wine, and so all the yoga mums can do.
Where's Joaquin? Like, why hasn't Joaquin called in yet about the booze? Like, he should know about all these, the wine corks and stuff.
I don't know.
Maybe at the end of the show he'll call in. All right, what's the next category?
Lead actress.
Okay.
Cynthia
Erivo.
Erivo.
Yeah.
Harriet. Tree. Marriage Story.
Yeah.
Can't say his name. I'm not going to attempt.
What's the movie?
I'm not going to attempt it. It's Little Women.
Florence Pugh, no, Saoirse Ronan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Charlize Theron, Bombshell.
Yeah.
Renee Zellweger, Judy.
Yeah. Well, Judy is about Judy Garland, so that's got the industry.
Hollywood fucking loves Judy Garland.
So she'll probably just get it, even though she probably shouldn't. But then you've got Cynthia Erivo for Harriet, and that's like some slavery stuff, so it's like they might feel bad and do the, you know, like, we're a bunch of white people, so we have to vote for the slavery movie kind of thing. 12 Years a Slave.
Yeah, in the back of their head, they're thinking, why couldn't Judy and Harriet be the same film? Judy Garland's a slave.
So you're saying Renee Zellweger should have played Harriet Tubman?
Yes. I think that's fine. She's an actor. She should be able to play a Japanese anything, woman or a Chinese tree. Woman. She should even be able to play a tree.
Yeah. Why not? Makes sense. Yeah, so it will probably be one of those. Like, they're the kind of, you know, the Hollywood choice. But I wouldn't choose him.
It's giving me a lot to think about.
Yeah.
I say it's going to be an upset. All five people are going to win.
Because mommy said so.
Because mommy says, I don't want to see any of them lose.
Like, they're such good girls. They should all get an award. But mom, can't give them all awards. One has to win. Yeah, I can see that.
That's what's going to happen. Mommy. What mommy says, mommy gets.
Yes.
All right. Lead actor.
Okay, here we go.
We're getting there.
Here we go.
All right. Antonio Banderas, Pain and Glory.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Adam Driver, Marriage Story.
Very good.
Joaquin Phoenix, Joker.
Yeah.
Jonathan Pryce, Two Popes.
Jonathan Pryce was pretty good as Captain America.
Yeah, he was, wasn't he?
Mm.
You know what I'm really scared of, this Joaquin Phoenix thing? I'm scared that, like, with Joker film...
it's going to start a shooting.
Yeah, fucking...
I mean, we're in such a small podcast studio. Anyone could come in, trap us with a gun.
I'm fucking scared the Joker's going to show up at the Oscars. And he's going to freaking just mess some shit up, man. He's just going to, like... He's going to be one of the hosts. Or one of, like, the presenters.
Oh. In all seriousness, that would be the most cringy thing ever. If someone dressed up as the Joker and, like, tried to do a bit. Oh, God. Please.
Well, you know it's going to
happen. They're going to do it, aren't they? Oh, yuck. Oh, God.
And then they get Robert De Niro up there and shoot him in the fucking face.
Yeah. He deserves a good shooting.
Yeah. Then they're going to get Batman's parents shot. And just have the blood go on the kid because that's not too much at all.
as they're giving Joaquin Phoenix his Oscar, he just shoots a kid in the kid's parents and covered in blood.
Hold on a second. I got a place to go to. He just goes out of the theater, goes to the theater in the street. Rich parents with rich kids, like, come out of the back of an opera.
It's like a WWE match where the camera follows him out of the auditorium, goes on the street into an alleyway. Yeah.
Joker's so fucking nuts.
I know, and he's so skinny.
He's so skinny, and he brainwashes those incels.
And he laughs uncontrollably.
It's fucked. Hey, it's weird. I was speaking to, like, a woman the other week, and she was talking about how much she loved Joker. And that messed my shit up because I thought only freaking male incel neckbeards loved Joker.
I thought he was the Gamers Rise Up, like, mascot.
I don't get it anymore, man.
Well, maybe you're right. Maybe Todd Phillips is, you know, making that comeback. He's going to destroy comedy much in the same way the show does.
Yeah, I reckon. His next film, he's going to dig up G.G. Allin and make another documentary.
It's like a weekend at Bernie's style. Weekend with G.G. Oh, God. That should get an Oscar.
That should get an Oscar. So who are we thinking lead actor?
I already forgot the nominations.
It should probably be Adam Screwdriver, but you reckon Joker Boy is going to get it?
Adam Driver should definitely win, but it'll probably be Joaquin.
That scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, because once he wins, all the gamers will rise up.
Yeah, they're like, see, Hollywood, which we hate so much because they're liberal elites, has validated us.
Yeah, because Todd Phillips tore it all down.
He tore it all down.
It'll start riots, which will lead to the death of Bruce Wayne's parents, which will lead to the creation of Batman.
See? And all it took was Todd Phillips to make a film where he just digitally altered clown makeup onto Robert De Niro from Taxi Driver.
He just remade King of Comedy, but switched the Jerry Lewis role to Robert De Niro, gave the Robert De Niro role to Joaquin Phoenix. He's a genius.
Fucking genius.
Todd Phillips, all the awards.
Fucking, oh, set up this whole, oh, De Niro, he's like a father figure to me, like the father I never had. But let's not have it really come up much again.
Yeah, and then, like, have him show that his girlfriend didn't know who he was, but then you have to show a flashback showing him alone the whole time.
See, she wasn't real.
Yeah,
see? She wasn't real.
See, you have to, like, make it clear for all the filthy casuals in the cinema. It's like, see, she wasn't there. Todd Phillips, man.
Imagine. And then next time, fucking, next film, Joker's going to take some fucking roofies and do some mad shit in Las Vegas.
He's going to put the Joker makeup on a baby, carry it around on one of those, what do you call those?
Baby Bjorns.
Yeah, those carrying things. That's a bit. Joker, when they said they were going to make Joker 2, I groaned. But if that's going to be the plot.
See that.
Got to see that.
Got to see it.
Got to clap for that.
Clap back, baby.
Zach Galifianakis should play.
Like, he's just his character from Baskets.
Oh,
but
yes.
But he's working
clown.
Alongside Joker.
Yeah. He teaches the Joker to be a real clown, a clown.
Yeah, like one of those, like.
Yeah. Like serious.
Yeah, Goliath
performance.
Clowns.
Yeah. Man. Todd Phillips, man, he's genius.
Genius. I kiss at his feet. Mwah. Mwah. Kiss your little feet. Yeah, probably Joker.
Yeah.
She's probably Phoenix.
Yeah.
Okay. Last category for this episode.
Okay.
What do we think? What Here's do we think one. Of the best picture?
Emoji movie.
Okay, that won a couple years ago. Though.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we got Ford versus Ferrari.
Okay.
The Irishman.
Yeah.
Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
Joker.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
That shouldn't, like, in all honesty, that shouldn't be nominated.
Yeah, I don't want it to win in case it, you know, causes a shooting. You know, because, you know, it's like when Dude the Right Thing came out and everyone was like, those African Americans are going to start a riot.
Yeah, and they were proven right.
Not right.
Not right at all. Speaking of Green Book, remember when Spike Lee was so mad that Green Book won? But he was dressed like a bus driver, so it made it funny.
Well, Spike Lee is always dressed like a bus driver.
Does he drive a bus?
Yeah. He makes movies on the bus. Didn't you notice? Black Klansman the whole time.
That was Adam Driver on a bus?
Adam Driver and Topher Grace and
John David Washington.
John David Washington. They're all on just on a bus.
Yeah.
But they put a green screen on the bus, so it made it look like the KKK meet our place.
Oh, okay. That movie makes a lot more sense now.
When you think about it.
It was very cramped.
Very cramped. All that footage at the end of Cars.
Cars smashing into people. Oh, God. Todd Phillips. What a genius.
What a genius. Okay. Little Women. Marriage okay. Story. 1917. Yes. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Yeah. Parasite.
Look. Like Marriage Story, I would give it to. Jojo Rabbit's also really good. Parasite, definitely would give it to. But let's face it. Joker or Once Upon a Time or Irishman are going to win. It's the safe. The mama bit.
I don't know. I hear mama really likes the Ford versus Ferrari.
Yeah.
Because she thinks it's a boxing match. She likes boxing. She actually hasn't seen the film, and that's about, you know, car companies competing.
She saw the V and thought it was like a Rocky movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Finally, Ford's going to beat Ferrari. And she thought Apollo Creed was Ford.
Rocky Ferrari,
yeah,
and Apollo Ford.
Yeah, she stopped watching Rocky IV after the first 2 minutes.
Because Apollo got killed.
No, she stopped watching. She stopped watching before.
So she doesn't know
yeah.
that he's dead. Wait till she sees Creed.
She saw Creed, but she just got was confused the whole time and upset her. She thought they just rebooted it with Michael B. Jordan as Creed himself as instead of his son.
Hey, man, Carl Weathers is still in pretty good shape. He could do it. He could come back.
He could do it. Yeah. Give Carl Weathers something.
Give him something to do.
No best picture should go to?
Carl Weathers?
Carl Weathers, because he takes a good picture.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Why is it called best picture and not best film or best movie?
Because they used to be called motion pictures.
Yeah, but no one's fucking taking photos.
Yeah. Well, there was that selfie with, was it Ellen?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She took that selfie of her sitting next to George W. Bush at the game.
Yeah, what the fuck is with that? She's like besties with George Bush. It's really weird.
It's okay. I didn't want gay marriage to be legalized either. Thanks for that.
Damn, now I have to get married to Portia.
Oh, Portia, I'd love to, but you know, these laws.
These damn laws, keeping out love.
You can't legislate love.
Thanks, Obama. See? All comes back to Todd Phillips.
It's White House, not Gay House.
That doesn't make any sense. If we weren't going to get hashtag cancelled before, wait until now.
All right.
All right. Was that all the best pictures?
Yep. What do we think?
Oh, like I said, it'll be one of the obvious ones, but it shouldn't be. It should be like Marriage Story or, you know, Parasite.
You reckon the Little Women is little enough?
Or, yeah. Did Greta get nominated for Best Director?
No, she didn't.
Oh, that's an insult. That's a snub.
It's a snub and a half.
Yeah.
She should direct like a Joker film, then get nominated. Yeah.
You know, if Saoirse Ronan played Harley Quinn, then be in a different situation. Little Harley Quinn.
Yep.
Just a Little Woman. Yeah.
But they won't do that, will they?
No.
Freaking Hollywood.
But see, now Todd Phillips has opened the door because now there's that Birds of Prey movie coming out about Harley Quinn. So, you know, we're going to see a lot more Joker-related.
The movie's going to end with Harley Quinn shooting Robert De Niro in the fucking face.
This is what you get, society. We live in a society. Bam. And then she masturbates in the back of a police cruiser.
Back of a cold car.
See, Todd Phillips, man.
Genius.
He opened up so many doors for diversity in the superhero world.
He opened up so many doors just for douchey frat bros to become directors. And make douchey frat bro comedies.
Edgy, and then be edgy.
Then eventually just make shitty Scorsese sassy ripoffs.
Yeah. See, I mean, this Scorsese guy, he's not well known, but Todd Phillips was smart enough to rip him off, see? Yeah. So, see, it all comes back. Todd Phillips is a genius. Give him the Oscar. Give him Best Picture.
Give him
the Best Director.
Give Joker. Give it all to Joker and Best Picture. In fact, I'll do that if you don't want Joker to just break into the Oscars and just mess shit up.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If you don't give Joker all the awards, he's going to come in and shoot everyone. And there's going to be riots.
Exactly. It's going to be like working class people versus rich people.
Yeah.
That whole thing.
There's like a whole, which was what Parasite's about, but we can't give the Oscar to Parasite.
No, too much reading.
Because it's a good, because it's an actual good movie.
That's too much reading. I don't want to read subtitles.
It's not edgy enough.
I don't want to read subtitles. I want to read dumb titles.
Parasite's not going to get anyone hashtag cancelled. But Joker, that's some edgy shit.
Oh, he's so edgy. Fucking, yeah, that dude, he's just like, I'm fucking Joker boy, man.
Dancing with a freaking gun.
I'm dancing to a song by a pedophile. Aren't I edgy?
Todd Phillips, man. He always comes back.
He's a genius. He's a genius. Absolutely. I kiss at his feet. I eat out his shoes.
He should win all the Oscars. Yeah. Is that it? Because we've gone the whole show and Joaquin Phoenix still hasn't called in and tell us about the Bulls. So, I don't know. Maybe he'll give us a text or something. But yeah, it's not as strong a year as 2017, but it might be a stronger year than 2018. But like I said, I can't remember what movies won last year.
Yeah, I mean, forgot all about Green Book.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, James, for coming on.
Thank you.
I think to end the show now, let's just have a little listen to an old movie classic, you know? Just an old movie classic that really brings to life just the image of films and film participation and seeing films.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Delicious things to eat.
The popcorn can't be beat.
Why can't this song win an Oscar?
I mean, it's like movies, the song.
She win Best Musical at the Globes.
Best, yeah, oh, you know what we forgot to do? Best Original Song. But we already found the winner, so.
Yeah, right here.
There we go. Classic.
Let's play.
Yeah, they're going to win. But you know what song they're really going to give it to? Right? Like, you know.
Yeah. I have a feeling.
You fucking know what song we're going to give it to. You know? You know what I'm going to
do?
Yeah. Lisa. We're going to give it to this song.
Yep.
Todd Phillips, you fucking
They're going to dig up Gary Glitter, forget all the sexual indiscrepancies, and just give him that award. Because that's what Hollywood does. They forgive and they definitely forget. All right, James, thanks for coming on. Let's do deep diving on the Oscars.
Thank you. I had a lot of fun.
Yeah, let's see who wins this fucking thing, right?
Yeah. Let's see who Mummy picks.
Let's see who Mummy Oscar picks. That's what she likes to call. She likes to call Mummy Oscar. Because she's a mummy and she picks Oscars.
Just wait until they make the biopic of her life. Mama Oscar.
It's going to be so...
Kathy Bates plays Mama Oscar.
Yep, she loves Kathy
Directed
Bates.
Directed by Todd Phillips.
Todd Phillips.
With the soundtrack by Gary Glitter. Produced by Harvey Weinstein.
I love that Harvey Weinstein. I don't get why everyone's so mad at him.
He's such a nice boy.
No, Mom, that's Bob you're thinking of. It's Bob.
It's the good twin. You're thinking of the evil twin.
With a goatee.
Yeah. We should have guessed it. Harvey Weinstein looks like, you know, Mirror Universe Spock. He's got the Van Dyke.
The Van Dyke
mustache. It makes so much sense.
So, James, you got anything to plug?
Yes, listen to the Tuesday Review. You can find that wherever you listen to podcasts or on iTunes or wherever. We review movies, video games, TV shows, talk about comic books sometimes. It's a lot of fun. And, yeah.
Any final thoughts?
Todd Phillips deserves all the Oscars.
Yeah, definitely.
And hopefully we'll hear from Joaquin Phoenix in the future.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully by the time Oscars comes on.
Yeah.
Friggin'.
He's got to give us the heads up on like what the deal is. What's the seating arrangement?
Who knows? I think all the seats are just, you know.
Because I want to sit on Todd Phillips' table. Because you know that's the cool kid table.
That's the cool kid's table. He's going to wear sunglasses. They're going to just fucking listen to some friggin' mentors, man. And go, oh, and the message here is great.
Gonna smoke cigarettes behind the gym.
I'm gonna freaking shove a joint up my pee hole. So I only, this is the new butt chugging. if you stumbled onto this podcast just randomly, it's Ross Petty Destroys Comedy. Just like, subscribe, listen, review us on iTunes. We're on Spotify. We're also on Podbean. Also, Ross Petty, like my artist page on Facebook. It's a lot of great stuff. So, James, meet up again next year on the show for next year's Oscars.
Definitely. And, you know, we'll forget completely about who was nominated this year and who won.
Oh, you won't fucking forget when Joker Boy wins and he fucking shoots all those... He digs up Roger Ebert and shoots him.
Take that, son of a bitch. I'll give you this episode 10 Mussolinis out of 10.
Oh, thank you. That's what I've been working towards.
Good. You know... Nine Stalins out of 10, but 10.
Stalin?
Definitely 10 Mussolinis. Todd Phillips, you genius.
Genius.
Prosperity, that's the governor.